Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Bloody hell. Bloody hell. Bloody hell.
I can't do two in a row.
Why is it so spicy? It's a jelly bean, for Christ's sake. It's a jelly bean. That's really not okay.
That's not okay. I should leave the sunglasses on.
You should come with a disclaimer.
Hey, my baby bees, it's your girl Bee, and welcome back to another episode of Bee's Celebrity Truth or Dare. Okay, so today we've got the one and only Chloe Veach sitting in the hot seat. Now, you probably know Chloe from Too Hot to Handle and The Circle, but before all the fame, she was just a small town girl with big dreams, dealing with bullies, and trying to find out who she was. Now, today we do a deep dive on her journey into the spotlight. And we play a game trying the world's spiciest jelly beans, or at least the ones you can find on Amazon. So sit back, relax, because you work too hard not to. Grab yourself a snack and enjoy the show.
Oh my God, Chloe!
I'm here.
Good to have you.
I'm so glad to be here.
Yes. So you were in Vegas. Like you were at an event a couple days back.
I was just in Vegas. Yes, I went to the Crawford and Canelo fight.
Oh, nice!
And I lost $1,000.
I know.
Oh. To my boyfriend.
Oh.
I know. I said to him, I was like, oh, I really want to bet, but like, I don't really do gambling. Like, I've seen it ruin loads of people's lives, especially when I was sober. So I was like, I don't really want to gamble.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to place a bet with my boyfriend and be like, okay, if Canelo wins, you owe me $1,000. If Crawford wins, I owe you $1,000. And he was like, I'm not doing that. You're my girlfriend. Like, he paid for the whole trip anyway. Yes. So I'm like, well, it's kind of just my contribution to the hotel and the flights and everything else.
Yeah.
And Crawford won.
Oh.
So I'm $1,000 down.
But you know, it's kind of like an in-house bet.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That was like the smartest cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad I lost it to him because then he would just spend it.
Yeah, it'll come
me.
Back to you somehow.
Yeah. It's like, do you want dinner, babe? I'm like, oh, it's that $1,000 I gave you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh. So I was like looking into your story and I love how transparent you are. And I think a lot of people can kind of see themselves in you because you've just been like so open about your story with like just dealing with like bullying and just like your struggles at school. And I went through like a similar thing myself. So
oh, really?
Yeah, so
oh, I'm
I
sorry.
Yeah, it was girls can be mean.
Girls, guys,
all of it.
All of it.
It's yeah.
crazy. I mean, I think for me when I look back, it's almost like I'm so emotionally detached from it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in therapy for a long time and I'm like, okay, I've done the exercises where like you breathe and you hug yourself and you kind of give your younger version of yourself that reassurance and validation that she needed. And I feel like I pushed myself into that area of I can either go left or I can go right.
Yeah.
And I spent a long time thinking like, why did that happen? Because there was times where, because I'm like a slim build and quite tall, people would chuck food at me.
What?
And be like, you're anorexic, you need to eat more, your mum doesn't feed you.
Aww.
And I think it really did dampen, especially with ADHD as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, my emotions, whenever I'd feel them so intensely. I wouldn't want to go to school. I was failing in my classes. And because I had undiagnosed ADHD, I was looked at as someone who just wasn't concentrating, was naughty.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with females, it's only the past 30 years that they've actually been starting to get diagnosed with ADHD. Because it was looked at as such a, you're just a naughty child. Women don't get ADHD.
You know what? That's true. I never thought of it that way because it was always like the boys are like super hyperactive. They can't pay attention. But it doesn't discriminate.
It's the testosterone.
Yeah. Yeah, boys will be boys, yeah. That kind of thing. Yeah.
But girls, it's like, well, if you're not in your feminine, mm-hmm. and you're not sat there listening and kind of nodding and doing what anyone else tells you to do, especially in school, it's like, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
You know, but I am so grateful that I had the life that I did. And even when I was growing up, I look back and I just think, it just shaped me. And I'm so glad that I'm so empathetic towards other people now. Mm-hmm. Like us even having this conversation. It's yeah. like, I connect with you, you connect with me because of the things that we've been through.
Yes.
Even though it was a hard time. But yeah, I wouldn't change it for the world. Because then when I have babies, I can be there for them. And yeah. Like, mommy knows how it feels. And look at where mommy is right now. Okay. You're crying in a mansion. You're going to be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I just remember just struggling so hard at school. No matter how hard I tried, like I just couldn't, there was like a disconnect in my brain. It wasn't like I was naughty. I wasn't being rambunctious. I was just like one of the quietest kids. And I tried to focus so hard. And it was like, there was a missing link between the information coming in and then retaining it and knowing it so I could apply it on paper.
Yeah.
That was the problem with me. And then I dealt with some stuff with like my parents like got divorced and I became like super reserved and kind of like a bit of a, like just really quiet. And then I just became a little bit of a like a target with some of the kids in class because they saw that, you know, you're different and kind of like, you know, everyone's having fun and like playing. And I was just like, I went kind of, you know, inside myself that way. So, yeah. And I just, you know, for I think where it went kind of south was like sixth or seventh grade, which is like year six, year seven in the UK. Yeah. Right. And that's when everyone is just sort of figuring out who they are.
Yeah.
Because before we're all like, we're kind of like little guppies at school and everyone's like, oh, we're the same. And then people start seeing their differences. Yeah. And that's when they sort of like, you know, lock in the different social hierarchies. And it can be rough.
You have the mean girl cliques.
Oh, yeah.
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 When the tables are spread out and it's like, okay, so those people over there are these people and those people over there are these people. Yeah. It's, oh my God, it wasn't until after high school that I started to really think, oh, who am I? You know? Because I think during high school, it's so hard to, you feel like you have to fit in with everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And I think one of my biggest things that I carry with me today is if you're a friend of everyone, you're a friend of no one. So it's like you have to really understand yourself, your morals, your values, your boundaries. And it's okay that certain people don't fit in that criteria.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my God, that speaks to me so much because I felt like for a good part of my life, I was bending my personality and even my opinions to be accepted by other people. Like they would have like an opinion and I'd be like, oh yeah, like I, like I wasn't necessarily trying to be like trying to lie, but you're just sort of trying
to see it from where they're coming from.
Yeah, because like, you want to be on the same page. They'll like you and accept you and bring you in. And then you find yourself shifting and molding to the like, everyone around you.
Yeah.
Instead of just being centered on yourself and figuring out who you are. And that it's okay to be you and to have your thoughts and your emotions are valid and all of that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you're from Essex, but you're from a small town called
Clacton-on-Sea.
Okay.
Just outside of, it's in Essex, but it's just outside of London.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was born in Islington.
No way.
You would never know. We got two English girlies here. You would never know by the accent. Okay. So I was raised in Canada. So okay. I'm from Vancouver, Canada. So even though like, okay. So by birth, on my birth certificate, I'm English. Sometimes I feel like I forget because we came to Canada when I was like 3 months old.
Okay. But do you have a dual passport?
No. That's on my mom.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Okay, it's kind of a long story.
Oh, okay.
It's a long story. My dad's Canadian. My mom's originally from Trinidad, but she lived in England for like 25 years. And I think she was very close to getting her citizenship, but she was like a permanent resident. And it was just a paperwork thing. And they're just dealing with a lot.
Right.
So I've tried to get it, but I'm like missing like one little tiny criteria. Okay. I think you need like two like things. So like I have one thing where I was born there, but the second thing you need like a family member, like a grandparent or parent that's a citizen or something like So I'm so close. So I do have an aunt who's a citizen, so maybe I can.
Oh, you'll definitely be able to go around that. Or I can ask my mum.
Oh, she can adopt me?
Can you adopt? Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're a British citizen.
I'm like, mom, it's only temporary. I'm just getting temporarily adopted just to get my
just for now
my passport. Yeah. Yeah, that passport's gold. That passport's money. Yeah.
I prefer the American one.
Yeah, how has it whole like so how's the whole transition been for you, like being over here? Do you go back very often?
I did. When I first moved here, it was it was the toughest thing I've ever done in my life. Like,
yeah.
Ever done. I'm convinced it has permanently changed my brain chemistry.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like I didn't think it was gonna be this hard. Being away from family, being away from friends, being away from my local shops, being away from my just everyday lifestyle and food choices and just like the different lingo and humor. I've had to adjust.
Yeah.
So the first couple months that I was here, I was traveling back home every few weeks. So I would stay here for a few weeks and then fly 15 hours to go home for like a week. And then I would come back for a few weeks and I'd go home for a week. And then it got to a point where I was like, I don't want to live in the US anymore. Like, I feel like I just need to be at home with my parents.
Yeah.
And then something switched and I was like, listen, I'm a big girl. I'm a grown up. The harsh reality is my parents aren't going to be around forever. I love them. But this is my prime years of being an adult. I need to just stay in the US for a year, not go back home. So I've been in the US just over a year. So the first few months I was traveling back and forth, and then it kind of hit a point where I was like, I'm not going to go home for Christmas. I'm not going to go home for my birthday. I need to be in state with my friends and my newly found family, you know, people that like I've accumulated and met at a bar and people in the industry. So that's been a really tough transition. So if there's anyone that is thinking about moving to a different country, don't let what I've said scare you off. I think it's really important to just do what you want to do, and it shapes you as a person. I'm so glad that I done it.
Yeah, that's huge. Oh my goodness. Like, and not just like the emotional stuff, but also like the paperwork. Oh,
it took me a year.
Oh my God. I have, over the years, it's been nuts with the whole green card thing, but I had a whole desk, like stacks of just everything, everything like pay stubs, letters of recommendation, things you had to dig up from your past, like just everything. The whole process is just hell. But you know what? It's worth it, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's kind of. It. Oh, my God. I'm so dyslexic. So I'm like, I have to pay lawyers. I have to get other people to do it for me because I just can't do it. I'm so scared I'm going to make a mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It took me a year to get my visa.
Oh, my God.
Like a year.
Yeah.
And the day that I was meant to be flying to Arizona to film Sneaky Links, the show that I hosted.
Yeah.
Netflix were like, you need an O-1, otherwise you can't work in the States. It's illegal. And I'm like, well, obviously, I need an O-1. I've applied for it, and I'm going through the process. And we told them we had a set date that we needed the passport by with the O-1 visa stamp. And I got a message from the local courier. I was like, we have your passport and your O-1 visa, but it's at this location that was 2.5 hours away from my hometown. And I was 6 hours away from the airport. I needed to get there. So I grabbed my passport on the way to the airport, jumped on the plane, then filmed Sneaky Links.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah, I first came here on 01, too. So I know all about that. And they're like, you'll have the paperwork. And they're like, we will not let you work unless you go and get it stamped. So they go take a flight to somewhere and then come back, or drive across the border and come back and get it stamped. And then you're good. Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Crazy.
I'm getting like flashbacks. It's like I got PTSD from the whole thing. It's nuts. Okay. Another thing we have in common. Actually, two things. You got your real estate license.
No.
You didn't. Is that not accurate?
But so when I was in the UK, how old was I? I was like, 18, 19 years old. So I worked at a company called Hart Estate Agents.
Okay.
And I was an internal outbound caller.
Oh, they're like a real estate company?
Yes.
Oh.
So I basically poach customers from other real estate companies and get them to come over to my estate. So I'll just ring them and be like, hi, guys. I've seen that your property has been on the market for 6 months and it will kind of depreciate the value if it stays on for another few months. So why don't we just get someone to come round, reevaluate it, and then we can sell it, and hopefully we can sell it for more money. What could you spend with that more money? You could get a new car, you could get your wife a new dog, make her happy, da da da. So I had this whole sales pitch. And I just tell people that I was a real estate agent.
But that voice, though, that voice got me. That voice sold me. So, okay, at my first job, actually, I was a telemarketer. I didn't know I was going into that. I thought they made it sound like a totally different thing. Like, oh, you're going to be working in marketing and you're going to be like in some type of like sales and it's going to be very corporate. And it was something that I did after high school, okay. like for a couple hours. Like, anyway, I was horrible at it. I can't sell for shit. So anyways, when I got my real estate license, another common thread, the whole attorney thing, I was going to become an attorney and then I dropped out of university.
What's an attorney?
A lawyer, solicitor.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. In England, it's solicitor, right?
I think it's solicitor.
So when that didn't happen, I was like, I got to figure out something. Because this whole acting thing is just not, it's not giving right now. It's not paying the bills. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to become a real estate agent. So I didn't realize until it was a little too late that no one wanted to get their house sold by a 21-year-old because they want someone with experience. So unless you're like with a team and then they bring out the rookie, that's the whole setup.
Yeah.
But when you're 21 years old and you don't actually have the experience, never bought a house, it's really hard to like
sell one
and people don't really trust you.
Aww.
But anyways, I did one listing. I listed an apartment, but it was a bit of a nightmare situation because the landlord couldn't get the tenant out and they weren't paying the rent for like close to a year and they were pretty much squatters.
Oh, no.
So they're like, just put up the photos that we send you. Like, I didn't know what the condition was. I was like, no, I need to get in there. Yeah. And they're like, no, it's all good. The photos are accurate. So like I did that. And it wasn't until I had a bunch of appointments booked and I was like, okay, I need to get in there just to see the place. And they're like, we're trying to get access. We can't, but we need to sell this place. But anyway, we finally got access and I had all these people with me, a whole crowd of people because it was kind of like an open house situation. And I hadn't even seen the apartment yet. I just knew what floor it was on. And the elevator doors open. I have a choice, left or right. And there's no numbers showing the apartment unit. Girl, I picked left. I went down and I started zigzagging and I was going down hallways.
Oh.
I was going into dead ends. I was turning the people around. I was going down this way.
Oh,
and I was like, you know what?
No.
I'm pretty sure it's this way. It's around this corner. Oh, hang on a minute. No. That's the fire escape. I think we got to go over this way. And then nothing on that side of the building. And then we had to go past the elevator that we came out from. And I was like, I was so sure that it was back there. Anyways, we finally found the place. I had to pretend that I wasn't just seeing it for the first time. We go in, like the tenant is sitting on the couch. They obviously are like, they're like smoking. They're like, there's a mattress sitting up on the side in the living room. Dishes everywhere. But anyways, we're going through.
Where was this?
This was in Vancouver.
Okay.
Yeah, this is in Vancouver. And it was just too much anxiety for
me.
That
sounds traumatizing, babe.
Yeah. I just realized that I was like, you know, I know I didn't have a good first go at it, but I was like, I'm not a real estate agent. Like, this isn't me. Like, I was just doing this because I needed to figure out something. I'm like, this isn't me.
Character development.
Yeah.
That man sat on that sofa smoking that cigarette.
Yeah.
Changed you in ways you couldn't even imagine.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
You needed that.
I needed that. Yeah. That's building character.
Yes.
Building character.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm sorry. Wikipedia lied.
Yeah.
I don't have a real, real estate license. But another thing that we connect on is I went to college, we call it sixth form.
Okay.
So it's basically you go to high school, year 12 is when you leave high school. Like I left to go work a job, chip shop, PA, whatever. And there was like a rolling classes after high school where you can go in with your old teachers and they can like teach you certain things and prepare you for university. So it's kind of like a year or two that you chuck yourself in and they teach you certain things basic wise and then you go into a university. Well, my parents have never really been one to push me to go to uni.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, but I want to be a lawyer.
Yes.
So I was like, I want to be a barrister.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds cool.
It sounds legit.
So I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
No. I went there not even a year and I couldn't get it. I was like, I'm great at arguing.
I got that covered.
I love it. I love standing there debating. I'm curious. I want to understand. I psychoanalyze everything. So
yeah.
I'm like, okay, but why do they do that to me? I'm the type of person to stay in a toxic relationship just to understand why they're doing what they're doing.
All the points, all the angles.
And it's like, hang on a minute, bitch, run.
What are we doing
what
here?
What are you doing? I'm like, well, I just want to understand why he's a narcissist. Let me speak to his dad.
Yeah, do a little investigation, get my report out. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh, I've even kept diaries. It haunts me. PTSD. So anyway, yeah, I'd done that and I dropped out because I just couldn't do it. And then I landed in TV.
It's the essays, girl. I had I was like, because in Canada, same thing with the US, in college, they make you do an undergraduate degree. So you have to do something completely different. And then you can go and do your master's degree and do law and all that. Uh-huh. So I was studying politics and I was just like, nah. Well, also there was other things happening. I went back to Vancouver for a guy, not my husband. This is before I met him, but I was in love and he called it off. And then I was insane. It was like, love makes you do all sorts of crazy things. It makes you drop out of college. Never do that. Never drop out of college for a boyfriend. Never, ever, ever, ever do that.
Please don't.
Don't do that. That's bad, bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did that. And my mom wasn't really too impressed when she found out.
Oh, no. Yeah. See, my mom's just so happy-go-lucky. She's like, whatever you want to do, babe.
Yes.
If you're happy, I'm happy. I'm like, I've just been asked to do this this show. It's a dating show and they're flying me halfway across the world. Yeah, go. Do whatever makes you happy. I'm like, okay, mom.
Oh, my God. Your parents back home must be so proud of you for everything you've accomplished.
They love it. They are so proud of me. But I don't think they understand what it is that I do still. Mm. They're just like, so does Instagram pay you?
Yeah.
Like, post things. Yeah. I don't get it. And I'm like, oh, okay, let me try and explain it. But they're just like, oh, as long as you're happy, do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, and it's paying the bills.
It's like a different generation, isn't it?
It really is. I've tried to explain a lot of things to my mom. Even with like the acting stuff, she was like, what's a Riverdale? And I'm like, it's the show that I'm working on. And she's like, okay. I'm like,
remember did she watch it?
She watched some of it. But I was like, remember the Archie comics, mom? Like, I'm like, we read these comics like back in the day, the Archie comics. And it's, you know, Riverdale's based off of that. And I was like, remember that, mom? And she's like, oh, okay, yeah. And she was happy for me, and just happy that I was getting some type of success. But
you're still her daughter.
Yes.
It's like, oh, yeah, but...
Yeah.
I'd love you, you're my daughter.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Yeah.
And mother's love. I want to know more about that.
With Riverdale, that show changed so many lives. I mean, a lot of the actors that were first coming up, like, I think it was like Cole Sprouse was the only one that was really like a bit of a name. But everyone else, like, they went from just sometimes like, you know, waiting tables or working at coffee shops to being like international celebrities. So that show was like super intense for a lot of people. It was like,
it's incredible.
Yeah, it was a big one. Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't want to lose too much time because we have to play our game of truth or dare. Yeah, so we have, I don't want to say too much, but actually, you know what? I have the perfect option right here. Okay. So what we're going to do is we are going to start with doing a portrait sketch of each other. So we're going to get 2 minutes. Eric's going to time us and you're going to get a sketch pad here. You can find a good page. Aww. And I've got some markers here, some Sharpies. And we're going to be able to do a sketch of each other. And then we're going to show the audience after.
Oh, I love this.
Yes. So we don't need like perfection. We don't need that here. If you're an artiste,
yes,
that's great. But if not, no stress, no worries. We just love the creativity.
Okay.
Okay. Eric, are you timing us? Okay. All right. Let's go.
I think I'm going to do like more of a spin on it.
Yes. Do that. Okay, so you're absolutely gorgeous, and I feel like I won't be able to give you enough credit with this.
Just draw an egg.
Just draw an egg?
Just draw an egg.
I'm going to try my best.
I always feel like I look like an egg when I have my hair and a slick back pony.
I have the same thing, honestly. Ugh. Ah! But you actually did a bit of modeling, right?
I did, yeah. I done some modeling. Oh my God, it feels like years ago. That's how I got into Too Hot to Handle, to be honest with you, because I was modeling and someone picked up on set. They were like, oh my God, like, we really want you to do this show.
Oh, cool.
And it was just a complete accident that I met this person.
Were they like a producer for the show?
Yeah, they were working on that show, and then all of a sudden, they said that they were also working for Netflix. They were like a casting producer. I didn't know it was Netflix, but yeah, it was wild.
What was the audition process like?
Oh my gosh. Like extensive.
Wow.
Extensive. It was horrible.
Did they fly you out for any of like the tapings, or did you just send in like tapes? Like, how did that work?
It was actually in London.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was in London. I'm really trying to multitask. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I know.
My brain. Are you type A or type B?
I feel like I'm type A, but then sometimes I feel like I'm type B too. I don't know. It switches back and forth.
You're a hybrid, babe.
I'm a hybrid. Yeah. Hybrid. It really does change. Okay.
Oh, wait. No. Are you done?
I feel like I'm getting close. Let's see. Okay.
Yay!
Oh my God. We're all out of time.
Wait. Give me 1 second.
Panic sketch.
Hey. Oh, I started doing loads of detail, and then...
Oh my God. I feel so bad.
No, I do. You're so stylish.
Oh my gosh.
And I feel like I haven't done you justice at all.
This really is not an accurate representation of how gorgeous you are.
Oh.
It's, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, I remember growing up, I wanted to be a model so bad.
Oh, really? You are.
I'm 5'6".
You basically are a model.
Oh, stop. Stop. Okay, so I went to, this is in Vancouver, and I like submitted to a bunch of different places. And they're like, I was 15 at the time. And they're like, okay, you just have to wait. Just grow a little taller. And it wasn't happening. I stopped at 5'6". And this
really?
Is before they were kind of like open to like different sizes, that kind of thing. So I remember I ran into a scam. I sat down with this lady. She was running like a scam, like modeling scout thing.
So many people.
You know what's nuts? I was so unfit for modeling. She didn't even want my money. She was like, babes, like, you know, have you ever thought about acting? I was like, yeah, I'm into acting. And she's like, you should just do that. Like, she didn't even think the scam would even be convincing enough. Because I'm not model material. I was like, a scam artist doesn't even want my money. Yeah, so needless to say, that was my last way. Yeah.
I think she watched Riverdale.
To recognize me later? Because this is before my Riverdale
time. That's what I'm saying. Do you reckon she was like, okay, this girl needs to act, and then watched you and was like,
she took my advice.
It.
Maybe. You never know. Oh my gosh. Okay, so we should show. Who wants to go first? Do you want to go first?
Can I explain it before I show it?
Absolutely. You can explain
it. So I started to take great detail in your hair, but only on the left side, because then we ran out of time. So the right side is completely different.
It does happen.
I tried to draw your sunglasses, but I haven't mastered quite the technique of shadows and like glass.
Yeah.
Not just yet. By next week, I'm going to be a f***ing pro. I just want to apologize, but like, I feel like your aura is very pink.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, wow.
I'm sorry.
I actually love it. Oh my God.
You are so gorgeous.
Who does that look like? I feel like that looks like something that I've seen before. I don't know. I don't know where that's from, but I feel like that looks like some type of animation character I've seen.
I'm so sorry. I should like put some of my makeup on it.
Just add a little bit of bronzer.
Cheeks.
Yeah, give me some cheeks. Oh my gosh. Okay, I want you to autograph that. I'm going to put that on my office wall. And I have a whole archive of different Bernadettes. And it's like, it's definitely, it's a good one. It's a good conversation starter. Whenever we have people over, we're just like, ta-da. It's always awesome.
Aww, yeah. Love her. There we go.
Okay, so I'm going to show you. This, you know what happens? The mic always kills my ability to balance things out. So I'm always a little off.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I feel like it does not do your beauty justice. I believe that, you know what? I'm just going to stop talking and I'm just going to show.
Oh, that's so much. Yours actually looks like a person.
Yeah.
And the slick back pony.
Yeah, with the
big lips, the earrings. You even done a body. How did you do a body? I was just focused on the hair the whole time.
That was kind of a last minute thing.
I love it.
Yeah, you love it?
Yeah.
You love it?
I want that on my wall.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, girl. Okay, I'm going to autograph this. You'll know who it's from.
She can act. She can draw.
Yeah.
Funny. What can't she do?
Okay. All right. So we're going to swap. You can take this home if you want, like the whole notebook, if you want to do any sketches.
I actually do love painting.
Oh, cool. Do you do watercolors?
Yeah. Watercolors.
Oh my gosh. I've always wanted to start painting.
I'm not good at it. I just love doing it.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do like an evening dinner where we invite a few people around, have sushi or something, and then paint.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, and this paper is like perfect for that. I've like been, mm-hmm. it's been on my like to-do list forever, and it's one of those things that I keep just putting off.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't have time, but it's like, I have time to like sit on my phone for hours. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things where it's like, if I could just get off this thing and I could just start like painting, there's mm-hmm. like all these different little things I want to try doing, you know? Yeah,
like hobby.
Hobbies, yes.
Oh, I love horses. Should I start riding a horse? I don't know.
Yeah, I want to be a well-rounded person. Mm. You know, I want to have like stories to tell, like my kids.
Yeah.
Just, you know?
Because don't you think with men, it's like, my boyfriend's so athletic. So he's like, he used to play professional football and then he dropped out of, well, he didn't drop out of college actually, no. He played professional football and then he tore his ACL, started a business. But now he's like, he plays with pro basketballers.
What?
For fun.
Oh my God, so I'm jealous.
Like, hang on a minute. I want a hobby like that.
Yeah.
He leaves me 3 days a week to play football or to play basketball.
And he's that good.
What can we do?
So is it American football or UK?
He played American football, but now he's basketball.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, what is that for us equivalent to? Like Pilates?
Yeah. What is that? What would that be?
But volleyball?
You know, I've always wanted to take a ballet class. That would be fun to go with a girlfriend.
Break dancing or something.
Yeah. Do like a dance class.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Or like maybe improv lessons.
Yeah. Some type of improv would be a lot of fun too. I'm trying to think like, what would I do that like a professional could also do? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Let's get this game on. Truth or dare, girl.
I'm ready.
We know how to talk. That's what we know how to do.
Sorry.
Okay. So... All right, let's get to it. So this always happens. I yap too much and then we don't have enough time for the game because people's stories are so interesting. So I think I know what to do. So I'm gonna take the wheel on this one. And normally I give the guests the first go.
Okay.
But we're going to do a dare. We're going to jump right into it. So we're going to do the Spicy Roulette Jelly Bean Edition. So it's time for Spicy Roulette. We've got the jelly bean spinner here. And some beans are mild and some are pure fire. So we're both spinning, taking turns. Neither one of us is safe. So round one, we're both going to spin.
Okay.
Each eats whatever the spinner lands on. It's super easy. Mm-hmm. Round two, we're going to take turns again. If one of us laughs, though, at the other person's reaction, that person has to spin twice and eat two beans immediately.
Wow.
And then round three, we both have to eat the hottest beans.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, you're ready?
And I'm hungry.
Okay.
I might just eat the whole box for fun.
So I have a little spit cup and a little scooper thing.
Amazing.
Yep. So
spit cup.
You're going to need it. You're going to need it. You're going to be so happy I brought this because...
Have you tried it?
Oh, I tried one. And it gets stuck in your molars, and it's hard to get out. And it,
can
it
like taste them.
Oh, it tastes nasty. They don't taste good. Like I was really hoping they would taste like those really yummy, like cinnamon, like spicy cinnamon hearts you get mm-hmm. on Valentine's Day. No, these taste like rubber tires.
Oof.
So I'm gonna give you the first spin.
Okay,
you can hold on to it if you like. It's a bit of a juggling act.
Should I show the camera or not?
I guess you can show the camera. You can go a little higher. You can show the people. What it is. Amazon sells these. I have a link in my description. You guys can check it out. you can play this at home, you know.
Oh gosh.
If you so choose.
Just make sure you have a toothbrush.
Yes.
If you're on a date.
Ooh, what? Which one is that one?
Sriracha.
Sriracha. Okay.
I mean,
that's not too bad. Is that? That's not the hottest one, is it?
Does what one's? I'm so confused.
I guess we'll find out.
So how do we know which one's sriracha?
Okay, so that one looks like it's kind of red, like a standard red color.
Like that one.
Yeah.
Do I have to put it in my mouth?
Yeah, you gotta toss her back. First thoughts.
Ooh, she's fucking. Whoa, she's a bit spicy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Whoa, hang on a second. Where did you get this game? Spin twice and eat now.
Oh wait. No, hang on. That was that's round one. Round one, I can laugh. Round one, I can laugh. Wait, I'm laughing now. I shouldn't be laughing.
I don't know why I get
it
so.
It smells nasty.
I just wait.
Why is this in the game?
What is sriracha? I don't like her. Who is she? Who is she?
Who is sriracha? Oh my gosh, your worst enemy. Oh. Hi, Anne. Okay, we're completing round one.
Am I allowed
one.
To laugh or not?
You can laugh round one. So round two is coming up. Hang on. I'm scared.
Oh, shut
I'm
it
scared.
In.
I can smell your it's... breath from here.
Ah! You're like a dragon.
It's so hot, bad.
She's hot right now. Give it a second and it will start to really blow your head off. Is that even spicy? That looked like that cat meme, you know, where the cat goes.
Yeah, the tongue. Yes. The tongue is like a U. Oh my god!
Yes. Was that hot?
Cayenne's actually not that bad.
Oh,
it's the sriracha that. I got stuck in my tooth.
I think the sriracha is the hottest one, isn't it?
I don't know, but I'm panicking. I got everything falling. Oh my gosh. Thank you. I got stuck in my tooth.
Disgusting.
I'm going to get it out. Oh my God. It's in there. God, can't sriracha. Get it out. It's like, oh.
Oh no.
Anyways.
Maybe use this.
Oh, that's smart. Hang on. I think we're good.
Okay.
I think we're good. Okay.
Amazing.
Round two. Okay. I can't laugh. Okay. Kind of actually wasn't that bad. Oh, the left side of my head hurts now. It's on fire because I chewed on my left side. So she's hot right here.
Your sinuses are going to start.
Yeah, on here. I'm going to probably start tearing up and crying on my left side. I'm going to get some water.
I'm going to do this staring directly into the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to flinch.
Wait.
No, it's, I moved it so I could read it.
Okay.
I got cayenne.
I was like,
is it cayenne? Cayenne.
Although cayenne does sound pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is that the right one?
Now you can compare because that was the one that I just had. First thoughts. It's not that bad. It does hurt, but it doesn't taste nasty. See,
it's, and we're done.
You're done.
Yep.
Perfect.
Well, that was amazing.
You made it really easy for me not to laugh because you were so focused and contained. Okay, so, but it's not over yet because we're still round two. So if you laugh at me, you're going to have to do two jelly beans.
Can I close my eyes? So I can't see you.
Okay, so I'm going to do the same thing. And I'm going to... Oh, that didn't work out. Okay, there. Okay. This one is Carolina Reaper. That's the hottest one. I know that's the hottest one.
That sounds like you're going to be rushed to the A&E.
Oh, my God. Wait, which one is this one? This one is... it's got, black dots. My heart's racing. I'm scared. Yeah, this is it right here. Oh my God. I'm scared. Why am I blowing on it? Okay. Focus, focus. Okay, it's kind of sweet.
Wait for it.
It's like a sweet pepper. Oh my God, it tastes like, have you ever, hang on. Have you ever had tamarind before? It's like a, it's a very, Woo! Oh yeah, that's, I'm feeling it. Yeah, you can feel it kind of like in the top of your head a little bit. And it's coming like, it's definitely clearing up the sinuses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hang on, I'm trying not to.
Out of 10.
I'm giving it like a solid. Okay, it's getting worse. Like a solid 7.5. I'm feeling it burning. Okay. Okay. I think we're good. I think
That was a great reaction, babe. That was a great reaction.
Okay. Yeah. I'm out too.
I feel like we're in a therapy session or something.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, and now.
You okay?
We're good.
Really hope
we're good.
That one.
Now you and I both have to have the hottest ones. And that was the, I don't even have to spin. That was the one with the black dots.
Oh. What's the other one that's the hottest one? Wait, the black dot one?
Yeah.
Oh, this one.
She's hot.
Is it this one?
Yeah, I think that's the one right there. Yep.
Do we both shove it in at the same time?
Oh, yeah. I have to do another one. I forgot. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay, okay.
I'm so sorry. My nose is so watery. This is really cheers.
3, 2, 1, cheers. Yeah.
I think you should eat really fast. Oh, bloody hell. Bloody hell. Bloody hell. Bloody hell. Bloody hell.
I can't do two in a row.
Why is it so spicy? It's a jelly bean, for Christ's sake. It's a jelly bean. That's really not okay.
That's not okay. I should leave the sunglasses on.
You should come with a disclaimer.
Oh, God. Those are brutal. Those are brutal.
Why do I always wave? I'm like...
I brought, you know, we have water and we have everything else, but Kleenex. You gotta gargle.
I feel like I need milk.
Mm-hmm.
I actually wasn't expecting them to be as hot as what they are. That is dangerous.
Yeah, that's fire. That's crazy.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to...
Get your bag!
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag!
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag!
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Okay, so before we run out of time, we need to do continue the game. Yep. Woo! Okay, that was intense, but so worth it. That was actually fire! I feel like I got, like, flames, like, coming.
I feel like a dragon.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Woo! Okay, I'm gonna try and focus as much as possible. Okay, queen. Truth or dare?
Dare.
Dare? Okay, another dare? Let's do it. Okay. We can do a... singing dare, because I know you can sing.
Oh.
Do you want to sing a little bit?
Oh!
It's going to be fun.
Okay, what do you want to do?
All right, so this is not going to be a love song, but you get to sing these random quotes like it's the most dramatic ballad ever. So it's really funny. So I'm going to give you these two right here, these two cue cards. And you get, there's like these like funny little like pop culture sayings, and you will just sing them. And you don't have to do them all, but if you can just do some, the people would love to see it.
Okay. Oh god!
Starting to make you do this after the whole
after the coughing and the wheezing and my mouth's on fire.
All part of the fun of truth or dare.
Okay. Oh god, these are hilarious.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. Wait, no, I can't take this seriously.
You don't have to, babes. Do you want? Do you?
I feel like I'm an Elsa. Do you want fries with that?
Yes. It really
Do you want to build a snowman? Yeah. Do you want fries with that? It came to have, okay.
You know what? If you don't get through this, I'm going to give you another spicy jelly bean. So you better get through this stat. Chip chop, chop chop.
Okay.
The people need this. The people want this.
I came here to have a good time. And honestly, I'm feeling so attacked right now. That was so fitting to what you are currently putting me through. Oh my God. There we go. I'm coughing up like fluid.
Yeah.
From the fire.
She got phlegm.
Wait, what am I doing? I feel like I have to hold the mic.
Oh yeah, get it. Look into the camera.
I'm gonna get into character. Pardon me. There we go. She really needed to come out. She was like, let me out.
Yeah, yeah.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Yes.
That was more of like
a little jazz.
I'm on Broadway, bitch.
Yes. Broadway.
Yeah, there's no way.
There's no way.
There's no way.
The good news is that I do have another dare for you.
Amazing.
We'll just do like a dare roulette. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Okay. So this one's fun. Ah. I feel all flustered too after these spicy jelly beans.
I still can't feel my tongue, babe.
Yeah. I feel like it's almost like having like wasabi. Like there, it's in there.
It's in. It's,
like the roof of my mouth is like on fire. Okay. So we're going to do. Oh my goodness, the throat. We're about to play a face to sound showdown. Have you seen this like on social media where people will do a funny face? So this one is the exact second you bite into food that's way too hot. Kind of sounds like that.
Right.
And then the person's like, and then, so I give you a face and then you look at it and then I'll recreate it and then you'll do the sound that matches it.
Oh, we'll I love that. Turns. That is my favorite game.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So that's, okay. So that's what we're going to do and we're going to take turns with that. Yeah. Okay. So. We can just try that. I kind of like read the first one. So let's just get into the second one. Getting shampoo in your eyes in the shower. Do you want to do that one? Okay. And then I'll do the, hang on. My throat. And then I'll do the sound to match
Do
that.
I keep the face like.
Actually, that kind of sounded like
a it No, it did.
Yeah, okay, okay. Walking into a glass door you thought was open. So I'll do one. Stubbing your toe on the corner of the bed. And then go again. It's giving shit sounds.
It's definitely giving shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, the face you make when brain freeze hits from ice cream. So I'll just get into character.
Why did I do that?
Oh my God. That's so good. Okay. Oh, this is awesome. Slowly releasing a fart in public while trying to keep a straight face.
There's no way.
You made me have to shift a little. Just pretend that you're on a moving bus somewhere or at Starbucks. That coffee gets you going. Okay, slowly releasing a fart in public while trying to keep a straight face.
Oh It's like ASMR.
We should get these, the mic gain up. My God.
That's so funny.
Okay. Holding in a sneeze that's taking forever to come out. Actually, I shouldn't do the sound. I kind of did the sound for you. Okay.
I don't know. Was that more of like...
I think there's really not much sound that comes
not
from
really.
That. No.
It's like...
Yeah, something like that. Okay, carrying a heavy grocery bag that suddenly splits open. Wait. I'm trying to envision that.
I would just swear.
You'd be like, f***.
Like, is this all you have for me?
Yes. Okay, try just imagining, like, just in that moment, the groceries just all come out.
Okay.
Ugh. Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
It was more of like,
ugh. Walking into spider web face first. I hate that.
It happens all the time.
Oh my God. And you always think it's on you somewhere.
I know.
Like the hoodie, everything has to come off.
It's like
everything, all of it. Yeah.
We've got a lot of hair it could hide in.
Oh, in here? It's a nest, girl. Like a spider could just live in here forever. Just like eat my like conditioner and like all the protein. Okay. So wait, who's, that was my turn. Okay. So walking into a spider's web. So what would I be like? Like,
okay, wait, let me think about what the sound could be.
I feel like it wouldn't move like this. Hang on, like, whatever. Yeah, it's something like that. I know. Struggling to open a jar of pickles. Yeah, it'd be like,
that looks wrong.
Yeah,
I'm like trying to open the glass. Can't do it. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That was two. It was like.
Okay, and then the last one is opening a bag of chips too aggressively, and they explode everywhere.
Ah.
Oh my God. I love that. I love that. Okay. So before we go, I have a little gift for you. I have brought some friendship bracelets.
Aww.
So I'm going to let you pick a color that you like. And I'm welcoming you into. Yeah, you immediately know. That's kind of, I think that's like the similar to the one I bought. It's really close.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm welcoming you into B's Friendship Club. Welcome.
Yeah! I've got friends.
Yes.
I've got friends. Do you want to tie the knot?
Yeah, absolutely. Excuse me.
There we go.
Yeah, that's the jelly bean burp right there. Yay! I love how the burp like sealed the deal on that one.
You were like, yeah.
Yeah,
in. Friends.
In.
And pretend to burp quickly.
That was real.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to do the sound.
Oh.
Oh, wait.
Let it activate something. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I have to win. I'm like, it's okay, baby. Let it out.
Yeah. So do you have anything that you want to talk about? Like your new, you have like a new.
Radio show.
Yeah. Congrats.
Thank you. I feel like I've always wanted like advice to go on, speak about my passions and just talk to people about subjects I'm curious about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with me, it's really hard to like land in this industry and know exactly what direction you want to go in. And I think because of me being on reality TV shows and never finding love on them, I've just noticed that people always reach out to me and they're wanting relationship advice or they're wanting to talk to someone to just like in general to give them advice. So I'm like, okay, how can I create that within the space that we're in? And Alex Cooper's team reached out to me and Will, and they were like, we've just signed a deal with SiriusXM. We want you to have your own radio show and let's kind of dig in deep in what it could be about. And I thought, big sister, like, I want to be there for people. I want to be that shoulder to cry on, you know?
Yeah.
And I bring on professionals every week. We speak about pop culture, the latest news in the reality TV world, talk about behind the scenes. We talk about, I psychoanalyze a lot. I give people advice.
Yeah.
You can actually call in. So it's live every Friday. Yeah, you can call in, you can speak to me. So channel 786 on SiriusXM Unwell Network. And
oh my God.
I'm so glad that I have it because it's just like, okay, this is, I want to be a host.
Yeah, this is it. Congrats. And don't be surprised if you get a call from B.
You need to come on.
Yes. That'd be so much fun.
Come on.
Don't be surprised if I bring my little tickle trunk of different little ham puppets and some gross little mystery candies. You know.
Do not bring those bloody jelly beans.
No more. You're done.
I'm still hurting.
Yeah, it's bad. This entire time you're talking and I'm like trying not to clear my throat, but it's there. It's rough. Oh. Thanks for coming out and hanging out.
Thank you. This was so much fun. This was so much fun. Yay! Thank you for having me on. And the friendship bracelet. Ah! I have a new friend.
Yes,
friends! I have a new friend, everyone.
Love it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, my baby bees. Thank you so much for watching this episode of Bee's Celebrity Truth or Dare. We had so much fun hanging out with you today. If you had as much fun as we did, please like, comment, subscribe, hit that bell icon so you never have to miss another episode. We've got more fun episodes coming your way. See you in the next one.
Smells nasty.
I just wait. Why did I put this in the game?